If you happen to go to Google today, you'll notice that the letters of the Google logo are transformed into a kind of electric guitar with a bridge, sound holes, a pickup, and strings. And if you move your cursor over the strings, you can make up a tune.
See, today would have been Les Paul's 96th birthday, and he's, of course, the all-time guitar great, often called the father of the electric guitar, and Google makes it clear that this logo is in honor of him.
The Google logo is famous for its ever-changing design. In recent months, it's turned into a series of dancing Martha Grahams, a bubbling Bunsen burner, a submarine 20,000 leagues under the sea. Well, today you can pluck along at your computer, move your mouse over the strings, or use hidden keyboard shortcuts. If you're in the U.S. and you really like your composition, you can record it and send it to anyone you want.
People have already posted their own recordings on YouTube. On Twitter, people are furiously typing out keyboard shortcuts to play everything from the Star Wars theme to Hey Jude.
Christina Wells of St. Louis tweeted something much closer to our hearts.
And on this day, we figure you might want to hear a little Les Paul himself, so here he is, and this was not plucked at Google.com. Happy birthday, Les Paul.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam and Franklin Cater, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the arts desk, Laura Bertrand, Tom Cole, Sarah Saracen, Felix Contreras, and Elizabeth Baker.
National desk staff include Steve Drummond, Les Cook, Marilyn Gwax, Quinn O'Toole, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Amy Walters, and Marisa Penaloza.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.